Audio article from Scofa.com.
Treating insomnia, say goodnight to sleeping pills. Medically reviewed by Dozalyn St. Martin, MD. Triple board certified in sleep medicine, internal medicine, and pediatrics. This audio includes the following sections. Insomnia defined. Epidemiology. Causes. Risk factors. Sleeping pills. Effects of sleeping pills. What is CBTI? Benefits of CBTI. Introduction. Insomnia can be a complex issue, often with ties to mental disorders and stress. Studies show that insomniacs may be at risk of dying earlier than individuals who don't suffer from this sleep disorder. Sleeping pills also contribute to mortality risk factors for insomniacs. Turning to cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, may lead to better results and a healthier outcome. Keep listening to find out more about insomnia and the risks and ineffectiveness of taking sleep aids like sleeping pills. Section 1, Insomnia Defined. Insomnia is a sleep disorder that makes it hard for you to fall asleep, stay asleep, or get quality restorative sleep. Sometimes, the condition can cause you to consistently wake up earlier than desired. If you have insomnia, you may be dealing with symptoms for months at a time, chronic, or symptoms can be present for just a few weeks, acute, with insomnia even though you're extremely tired, falling and maintaining sleep can be difficult. Sleeping pills can be perceived as the most efficient remedy for sleeplessness, however, they can have crippling side effects, including daytime drowsiness, addiction, suppressed breathing, and even death. It's clear that sleeping pills are not a solution for sleeplessness, as they can mask an underlying condition, sabotage long-term health, and eventually become ineffective as your body builds up a tolerance. Section 2, Epidemiology. Studies show that over 5 million people visit the doctor annually for insomnia-related symptoms and are prescribed and/or use sleep medications frequently. About 4% of U.S. adults aged 20 and over used prescription sleep aids in the past month. The percentage of adults using a prescription sleep aid increased with age and education. More adult women, 5%, used prescription sleep aids than adult men, 3.1%. Non-Hispanic white adults were more likely to use sleep aids, 4.7%, than non-Hispanic blacks, 2.5%, and Mexican-American 2% adults. Prescription sleep aid use varied by sleep duration, and was highest among adults who sleep less than 5 hours, 6%, or sleep 9 or more hours, 5.3%. 1 in 6 adults with a diagnosed sleep disorder, and 1 in 8 adults with trouble sleeping reported using sleep aids. Section 3, Causes. Any number of factors can cause insomnia, from emotional and medical issues to daytime routine and sleeping habits. Some of the known and leading causes of insomnia include emotional or psychological problems such as anxiety, stress, anger, depression, worry, grief, trauma, and bipolar and schizophrenia disorders. Medical conditions or diseases like asthma, allergies, acid reflux, cancer, kidney disease, hyperthyroidism, endocrine problems, and chronic pain at night. Also, urinary, respiratory, cardiac, and neurologic problems can have insomnia as one of their symptoms. Prescription drugs such as high blood pressure medications, contraceptives, antidepressants, thyroid hormone, corticosteroids for asthma, and stimulants for ADHD. Over-the-counter medications like diet pills, diuretics, cold and flu medications containing alcohol, and pain-relieving drugs that contain caffeine, example, Midol, Anacin, Excedrin. Use of hard drugs. Poor sleep hygiene, like chronic napping, irregular sleep-wake schedules, or an uncomfortable sleeping environment. Caffeine, alcohol, or tobacco use. Advanced age. Undiagnosed or poorly treated sleep disorders like restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea, or shift work sleep disorder. Section 4, Risk Factors. There are multiple factors that can predispose you to insomnia. These can be classified into three main categories. 1. Predisposing factors. Factors that increase the risk of experiencing insomnia. History of childhood or interpersonal trauma. Chronic mental health conditions, depression, or anxiety. History of shift work or erratic sleep-wake patterns. Chronic pain conditions. 2. Precipitating factors. Certain events that lead to sleep disturbance. A severe accident leading to physical injury. Divorce or death of a spouse or close family member. Change in an occupation, such as loss of a job or transition to a new job. 3. Perpetuating factors. Behavioral and cognitive drivers that sustain poor sleep over time. Watching television in bed while trying to fall asleep. Staying in bed for extended periods of time in an effort to obtain more sleep, or taking long naps during the day. Anxiety and worry about sleep loss. Excess caffeine intake. Section 5. Sleeping pills. Sleeping pills are commonly prescribed as a treatment for insomnia, whether it's experienced independently or as a symptom of another disorder. However, they're not effective for long-term use and result in serious short- and long-term side effects. Evidence suggests that the longer sleeping drugs are taken, the less effective they become. This happens because the human body can build up tolerance in as little as a few weeks. Sleeping pills can only help you fall asleep 10 minutes faster and increase your snooze time by a maximum of 1 hour. Section 6. Effects of sleeping pills. While sleeping pills can work for a short duration of time, long-term use can interfere with the quality of your sleep. Secondly, they won't cure your insomnia, and they've been linked to undesirable side effects, such as residual morning drowsiness, forgetfulness, and confusion. Taking sleeping pills for an extended period can worsen your symptoms and lead to adverse effects like higher death risk. An extensive study involving a total of 34,205 participants found that frequent users of sleeping medications have a 4.6 times higher mortality rate and a significant increase of developing cancer than the control group. The addictive potential of sleeping aids is another unpleasant side effect that comes with the regular use of these drugs. It's another reason why doctors recommend using them as little as possible to avoid an overdependence on them. If you're already addicted to sleeping pills, the best way to wean yourself off is to stop using gradually, under your doctor's supervision, to avoid a sharp withdrawal response. Section 7. What is CBTI? Studies have shown that cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, is the best long-term treatment that can help break the cycle of sleeplessness. CBTI is a type of therapy that aims to identify and change negative thoughts, feelings, and behaviors preventing you from getting a good night's sleep. Unlike sleeping pills, CBTI is a drug-free method and usually the preferred first line of treatment recommended for insomnia. Though it requires a greater investment in time and effort, CBTI remains the best remedy because it's a healthier way to manage chronic lack of sleep. Furthermore, it works well for short and long-term use and has none of the side effects and dependency issues of sleeping pills. To undergo CBTI treatment, you'll meet with a sleep or CBTI therapist who will work with you to uncover the underlying factors causing your sleep problems. The next step after that is to help you find coping strategies that would make you respond or tackle those issues more effectively so your sleep quality can improve. Why is CBTI effective? On its own, the CBTI is the best psychological treatment currently available in the medical field. Pointing to all available evidence, this treatment is considered the gold standard of psychotherapy. According to the study, a treatment method only gets conferred with the gold standard status if it is evidence-based or has been tested with the most stringent criteria, example, randomized controlled trials, similar to those used in pharmacotherapy. Many insomniacs struggle with worries and negative thoughts are at the root of their sleeplessness. The CBT method was tailored into CBTI to address insomnia. A systematic review and meta-analysis done in 2015 on the efficacy of the CBTI method showed that, On average, people who had their insomnia treated with this method fell asleep 20 minutes faster, while spending 30 fewer minutes awake at night as compared to people who did not undergo CBTI. CBTI for children. Just like how CBTI is effective for adult insomnia, the therapy also works well in children. In fact, healthcare professionals are more likely to prescribe cognitive behavioral therapy treatment over sleeping pills for a child or teenager who has trouble sleeping well. CBTI is readily available through online consultations, group therapy, or face-to-face sessions, but for minors, a parent has to be present. The CBTI approach involves helping the child replace an unhealthy bedtime regime with more sleep-friendly hygiene practices. Section 8: Benefits of CBTI. CBTI doesn't have health risks associated with it, however, it requires more effort than just taking a pill. It's drug-free and delivers higher sleep satisfaction that can be sustained up to 6 months after treatment. CBTI therapy may be repeated if insomnia recurs. Additional benefits you can gain from CBTI are: no residual symptoms, more sustained sleep improvement, higher rate of remission. Conclusion: CBTI gives you the tools to overcome insomnia while avoiding the health risks associated with taking sleeping pills. Studies of CBT for treating insomnia show that it is a healthier option and can be used both for adults and children. If you're interested in using this approach to overcome your insomnia, make an appointment with your doctor. Before you go, it will be helpful to keep a 2 to 3 week personal record or diary of your sleep pattern for your doctor to evaluate.
We hope you have found this article useful. If you are having problems with your sleep, consult a professional in sleep medicine. Visit SCOFA.com for sleep articles, tools, and to search for a sleep doctor near you. References for this article can be found on SCOFA.com, under the article title. Thank you for listening.